wrong. There's too many elections for me.
Mayor Sanders, I think we see Sue with him now for a while, though.
Yeah, too many.
Ray Trudy, you can't change the deal to find.
You know, that sounds like a little shower.
Is that, I don't know where it is and can't find it.
I just guess at it.
I don't like someone to do that.
Would they know it?
I guess it is. I might guess too much and then you wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't know it.
Well, I think you can, it tells you in here, I never have vault.
Oh, is that right? I read
premium section, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah, well, I can read that. I thought Mr. Rogers said that, you know, you wouldn't really have to go. I can ask him.
Oh.
I didn't want to have to haul it down here.
Now, I know they got a store in Ocala, that's where most of them are going from him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I said. I'll put it in. But you see, first it has to be ordered. And I just didn't want to make too sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I think Mr. Rogers, that's where I got the thing.
Think the shower will help you?
Yeah.
Got enough?
It should help out what we got. Yes.
Yeah,
I've got a black calf that keeps coming in my corn field.
Aren't you just?
Black Angus.
Yeah.
Who does he belong to? Yours, Ritz's, or who's?
I haven't got it. It's Black Angus.
You kill that corn a fit when it gets up there.
Take him home with you.
You have to do something with him, Murray. I don't know what.
Nobody's claiming.
Might get me for cattle rustling.
Well, you get the cattle rustling. For rambling. There's watermelons and squash and eggplant ought to come along now.
Yeah, it ought to come along pretty good.
Grass ought to come too, you know, it has stopped.
You can fertilize mine, though.
That's always do that.
Very much like an apple blossom, but about half as big. And you know, it's got kind of a thorn.
Got
it.
Those thorns on it.
But one of them old century plants, last Saturday, I was over here.
Oh, yeah, don't talk to me about them.
One of them things, and I was sweeping the leaves up around it, and I stuck one of them things in there.
Broke?
One of them thorns just stuck it in there, didn't mount anything, but after a while it commenced fading, and my hands swollen up, and it was bad, and I never did get any easier. Maybe got some hot water, and I put it in there and soaked it.
So you can put some of that ointment on it she's talking about that draws them out.
Yeah, I done that, too. I taken a little, cut that off. and I got one of these thorns, and I got some of the blooms, and I give it to Juanita. There's one of them kind of men live next door to her, and I ask her to ask him what that was.
I bet you that's one of those flowering trees that they just have because they're pretty. You know, they have trees like that.
I don't know.
Special trees.
I don't know. That like an apple tree.
Somebody put that barrel there right side of it and set the fire, and it killed it, but it sprouted up and it come back.
Oh, that's nice enough.
The blooms that fell off of it.
Just full. Ain't too bad about that, but it's pretty anyhow. It might just grow good. You know, can't tell.
I fertilized it and dug around it then and put some fertilizer on it. It's not big. The apple is just raising one, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I want to go down here to Anthony and get me get 2-3 peach trees.
It's nice to have some corn. A lot of it's just watching it. You got something that you can watch. That's a lot of it.
That's my big trees out there. Watch about a bushel. Put around each one of them and it'll help it.
Oh, yeah. That'll keep that grass down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it needs it.
And, They've come out. They say they have grown since I've started to water them. I watered them here for about every other day for a good long time.
And they say when you water them a good bit, not just on the top.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll go on down.
Uh-huh.
I swear, that's
right. I just put the thing down there and turn it on, and that's why I come back and shut it off.
Yeah.
And then over. Our coffee neighbor, you know, he comes down and gets coffee every morning.
Yeah.
So he hadn't been down this morning.
Yeah.
How you doing? What a new coat.
No, it's just the same old thing. I just had it cleaned.
You did?
Yeah. I had it cleaned down at,
the colored fella down there. Leslie.
Oh, I carried
lots of folks carried us that bad.
5 pair of pants down there the other day, and it was just about as rotten a job as I ever seen.
Is that right?
Yes, it was. Generally done pretty good, but I think he should have wash some of them.
Yeah.
Well, what you know?
Well, it's been dry. The grass hadn't been growing. But it got a lot more in town. And
yeah, how are you doing? Making up against more rain than we do, too.
Yeah.
We do get it. We really get it.
Yeah.
I mean, we get too much, but generally making up if there's a yellow flood and right down below him from that filling station on the McIntosh, they'll get a good rain, but look like right in here, we don't get it like they do.
You got your gauge out there now?
Mm-hmm. No, I never did when we did something.
You or move it to you, you won't watch it.
No.
You need to tell. I got, there was 3/4. It come about a quarter that day, afternoon, late, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then yesterday, that shower was about a half inch.
Well, that certainly helped.
Yeah,
it helped. And that Paul said he's going to fix that piece from a lawnmower. Been about 4 months now. But he hasn't done it. But,
think it belonged to those people that owned the liquor store.
I think that was right. But I thought you think that's Robert Williams, but Robert Williams' fence comes up above Toby and them there and goes straight back, and then way over there, he's got another strip.
But this ain't the piece up there where the horses is.
Yeah.
Is.
It's that's 20 acres in there.
Not on the highway.
No, I don't think it is.
No, it don't hit the highway.
That the horses is on the highway.
Well,
there.
It's a strip right back at Toby's in there. Strip in there that's 20 acres in there. And that's the same. So that, so it went with that. You know that, it must go over that place of where they that, that old Moon's place. Must be because I heard it say Buddy Huffy and them said he'd come under that thing heading with. So, and I said, well, I bet you one thing now. She said, Richardson bought that across the road of that. I said, well, I bet they didn't pay what y'all paid for this yet. Yeah. She says, you know they didn't. And they paid $1,000 a acre for this. That, for two of us, paid $2,000.
Who did?
Toby.
Oh, did they?
Uh-huh. They charged him $2,000.
What about that, Phil?
And this is right back of that place, and she said that that's right. She said it did come under Buddy Huffy. And she said it said as long as he didn't figure they was going to buy. She said the car said he didn't know when that he would build a house on it, but they just wanted something. You know, they wanted their life where they was living at. And all, but that's don't even touch the road, I don't think.
That's all right. You'll just live up the lane. No, I didn't hear anything about that.
Well, Beth was saying a while ago I stopped
that with kind of back of Robert Williams' house, ain't it?
Yeah.
I don't think Robert Williams had got just a little piece up there, 20, 30 acres, or maybe not that much. I don't know. He hasn't got much.
Mm-hmm. You know, Boots has been complaining.
Yeah, they doubly short. Well, I think yesterday morning, and they told us that they had money.
She'd been over here, and I asked her why she didn't get you to sort of see if you couldn't work up a remedy for
her. She wanted me to carry back over there to Jimmy's Monday, but I just didn't feel like one of them sitting all day, you know. He just take them when he gets ready.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if I could have gotten my hands on him, I'd have made him sing them, but the thing about it, I couldn't see him.
Can't get to him.
I couldn't get to him. I told him quick I had to come home. I wanted him to see that nigga, let me bring him back home. But the thing about it, you couldn't see him. Rebecca told me Dr. Snow died.
Dr. Who?
Snow. Had a attack in his office. And been dead about 2 weeks, I think. But,
Oh, I've been knowing something was wrong with Butcha for a long time, that cough she had. Mm-hmm. And it said she had filled up with fluid. And he usually shots to reduce that fluid. Mm-hmm. And so she smoked, you know, too pretty bad, and that drinking and all. So I've been looking for something happened to him, nigga, but Fred Wood wanted me to care. Well, I felt like that it was four of them down there that old Rand caused. And she worked for them all the time. Nobody can get her if they need her. And I felt like that super carrier, no jeans, hands tied. Freddie won. They can make some kind of arrangements because she works for them. And she's mighty loyal to them.
Oh, yeah, she's doing the thing Freddie says.
That's it. You can't get Boosie, you know. During the summer, whenever it's together and stuff, I couldn't get her to do nothing for me, you know. If she promised you she is coming, and if Freddie come by, she went with Freddie.
That's my old tracks. I'm going to quit wearing these things over here.
It's his.
Well, you got two good chances, I'd say. We've both been out there waiting around. Except I didn't leave my outdoor shoes right at the door. I just step out of them.
What those French people do? they step out of the shoes at the door.
Yeah. Put on some house shoes.
Most of them is
the same.
There's some of them old wooden shoes, but. Most of them got a wooden bottom with a piece of leather nailed across it like that and sticks.
Just slip in, slip foot in. I can't wear those. If my foot comes out, I'll step on the edge of that and just break my foot. I wouldn't wear them. I wouldn't walk across the room with them.
Old Miss Willis and them that used to own that place over there, and we bought this one. And they lived at 33 years, I think it was. You met them down there at the park, right?
Oh, yeah.
Red.
Yeah.
One of them's name is Kate, they call her. I don't know what her other name is. She was scooty. She never been there, but she lived with Miss Willis. And at Miss Willis, that's half a spot. I mean to tell you, a fly to broke's neck in there, and she laid her own wax for her floor. And absolutely, you just couldn't hardly stand up in that thing to save your life. And she taken this here, some kind of wax, and mixed it with something other, and she made it in wax so the floor was with it. And when Ms. Brumby and them bought the place, they were living there when Ms. Brumby died. Ms. Brumby, they tried to get that mess up tonight, so it's the slick shit you can get to go up and down and say.
Well, it just stayed slick.
It just stayed slick. And Ms. Richardson was telling me about the old lady. She said that she would make Mr. Willis pull his shoes off before he'd come in the house. And one day that the cuff of his breeches was full of dirt. And she told him she just wasn't going to put up with that. He just had to. He said, "Now, let me tell you something. I'll pull off my shoes, but damn if I don't pull off my breeches if the door and come in."
Sure. Well, you get to the point where you do a lot of things you never thought you would do.
But boy, she did keep a clean house.
Bootsy got some medicine. She got over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave her two kinds, one to make her rest, and the other one, I suppose, for the remedy, ailment. And that night, she hadn't lost any sleep since.
Well, how was she taking it? How was she?
She just couldn't breathe. And at night, you know, the middle of the night, you know how you get. Mm-hmm. She just couldn't lay there in the bed. She just had to get up and sit in the chair. And now she says she sleeps right through the night and she don't hurt anything.
Well, I imagine, you know, that thing kind of sounds like dropsy, heart dropsy, you know, that's where they affect them.
She said.
They can't lay down, they fill up with fluid. But they used to, you know, have to tap them. to reduce that water, but they have got something now they can reduce it without.
I see. So he probably gave her something over there.
He gave her a shot. And my daddy set up for 40 days, day and night in a chair. He couldn't leave that because he couldn't get his breath.
Yeah.
And they couldn't, they came, it was a doctor from Albany, and it had, I don't know how many doctors up there with him. And they wanted to take him. And Papa told him, he says, I'm not going to do that. He says, whenever you tap anybody, that's your death. And he says, I'm not going to do that. And I told Papa, he told me, he said, honey, you're just as sure as that happened to me, they were killing me. I said, well, Papa, do you want us to meet to send our doctor from Albany? It's about 25 miles when it fell up there. And I asked him, I said, do you want me to send our doctor up there? And see, he kept together with these other doctors. And he said, well, I wish you would. So I went back to Albany and went to see Dr. McDowell and sent him up there. So they had the regular family physician they met and examined Papa and said, and so they went out to the woodpile and talked. And Dr. McDowell, doctor I had told him, he told him what to do and reduce that water. And says they'd give him a dose of calomel every night. And a dose of Epsom salt fell the next morning to reduce that fluid. And they did it, and he reduced it. And he died, and they never, he lived about 2 years, but he never worked out. But old man Willis over there, they tapped him about once or twice a week. And he had the same thing, cirrhosis of the liver, that my daddy had. And they tapped him, it was either once or twice a week. But now then, they can reduce that fever, I mean that fluid, without tapping them for those shots.
Bucci said he's looked at, examined her heart and lungs and said he didn't find any or blood, rather.
What guy did you get old? He's congressman, senator, you want?
Phil, I didn't pay one bit of attention to that. I was tired of it. I just turned
you
it
like
off.
I am, guy.
I had enough. I just tell you the truth. I just had enough. I didn't even want to hear about it. Did you watch it?
I turned it on a while last night and heard talking about it. Those Republicans run mighty good in Nardi County, in Duval County. They done well, but in no other place they didn't. In the counties, they didn't do that very good. I imagine in the big cities like Jacksonville, Tampa, and Miami, and all like that, that they run pretty good. But you take these counties, these country counties, I call them, well, they didn't do so much.
Well.
And I was mighty glad that this Pope went back in. The governor was kind of after him, and I don't like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd have been just as well off to have kept his mouth shut. And
I thought he had a pretty good reputation.
Pope, he did. Everybody that knew him said that he was a fine old man.
He worked hard over there. I don't know why they just keep that up. You know, that's awful hard work.
Well, it is, too.
Awful hard work.
Yes,
yeah. And they have to be at it so much, and then everybody's after them, you know, if they don't do the suit.
When everybody gets in there, guy, tries to get to be a millionaire, have enough to retire on to get out of that. I don't like the looks of that government. I might make a fine government, but I don't. He looks like to me, he's too much of got a face of a playboy to me.
He's Tried to bribe my outfit down there and get $8,000 out of them. And in the place of him getting $8,000, he got arrested and put in jail. Had to give a $5,000 bond. Attempted bribery. Let me tell you.
If they're not crooked, they get crooked when they get in there.
you take these deputy sheriffs. They're mighty underpaid or used to be. And you're talking about doing anything in the world, but they do it. And these here little old constables, oh boy, you could give one $5 and he'd do anything in the world. I think about the sorriest people is in the country is policemen and road patrolmen and
you know, we learned years and years ago how crooked court was and his message. Because that, I don't know the time, it's a fair case, you know, case not on him, somebody had worked for or something of that else. And the lawyer would tell him, said, all right now, so much money, he said, I'll handle the rest of it. And we had solicitors up there, and the judge and the sheriff. Now pay them off and I agree with it, turn them out. Never go to court.
Oh, well, I
they have bought them off. I don't know the times he bought them off.
Nobody but the sheriff went to him and told him, Sheriff, I need that man. I said, how much is it going to cost me taking Kim back to work? Oh, $25, $30, $40, $100 or something like that. I've done that lots of times.
Now, if he was a bear, you know, not no murder, nothing like that, sometimes it'd be a pretty bad case.
Mm-hmm.
And she
Just put him to the kitty.
That's it. If you just know the right man, you can generally handle most anything you want to handle.
That's amazing, isn't it?
That's the truth now. Now I know too.
In my experience with it, you can do a whole lot better by going to them and talking to them and satisfying it and getting to the agreement in some way than trying to fight any case. That's been my experience. And I've done a lot of it too. I swear I despise it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything I do hate, it's that.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you used to have to get these big deals, you know, business, what you had to do to get it, oh boy, I hated it, but nevertheless, if you stayed and finished, you had it to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I'm just, buy a case of liquor cost you $75, you know. And as old since things is that I've done it, but if anybody does hate it, it's me.
Now that's curious thing. Curious indeed.
Well, whenever you know the Bible says don't care about the court.
Yes.
And that's right. It's
they
so
don't care
right.
Nobody
to
court.
That's
exactly. Have it out before you get there.
I reckon have it out before you get there. But anyway, he said that not to. I forget just exactly what he was talking about.
I remember that passage, but it seemed like it said something like what you said there, so I don't know.
Not to sue nobody.
Well, it's a whole lot better to straighten it up yourself if you
But it's got no justice in court. Now, I know that right now.
Have to go to court.
Yeah.
Old Buck Blaylock, he's dead now. He's just in Atlanta. They were from Waycross, but he was fighting a case in Atlanta. And they said he just made the speech to the jury. And they actually finished just a failed day. But if you could have ever heard him, you couldn't know. You couldn't have blamed him. I mean, you could have seen why it happened the way that he did. But now he was alone. And I don't know the cases. I mean, bad cases in Waycross. And they'd have eyewitnesses to it and all like that. And they'd come clear. Never but be like, it cost you like a day. But when he went on the case, he didn't lose it. And I don't care why, and when he knew they was guilty. But you know, I just don't believe in that. If you know they're guilty and all like that, it don't look right to fight it and turn them loose.
He was out of Lloyd, and Mabel said she was scared of it. Said she sure didn't feel easy around him.
Told me, we got the papers on Paul, the doctor called me, and I afraid we was going to have trouble. And he said Paul got 2 years
for it. Knock that bucket off.
Papers, I told him, I said, I'm afraid Mr. Bell Laylock is going to have trouble. He says, honey, don't worry. If there's anything I do like, says it's a good fight.
So you get 4 hours for $2.30 if you want to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about as cheap as you can find it.
Well, I would
and
like the assemblies. I'd like to keep some of their speeches.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I like that. I'd like to keep some of the main talk.
Yeah.
And play it back now that I'm home because it's kind of hard to keep up with it at the whole.
It is. A lot of times you don't hear.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you're tired.
And play it back, and then you would enjoy it. Well, I know. Get more energy.
Well, she had a pretty sad experience.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I told
her. Yes,
yes. We told her a whole lot of that little fella.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people is the happiest folks, and get them together. They're just, I don't know, laughing and giggling, and it looks like they just, you know, enjoy life.
Well, when you got people like that,
we lived there a year, and I don't think I ever was around any people that I enjoyed any more than those people.
Mm-hmm.
They said, and I'm pretty sure that they're right, if they like you, you're all right. But if they don't, you just about as soon be in hell.
Yeah, but they're not hard to please. I know what kind of people you're talking about.
Well, but, they're just all honest and good people. Now, Dr. Yeah. Owens here came from there, too. And his wife came from there. That was, what's the name they say? Gross. He married a gross. And they're mighty wealthy people. They got homes up there, looked like to me. They had, you never seen such long, beautiful ranch homes. I mean, they live out on their ranches. And one of them came down here with old Reen's brother one time, and they had dinner with us. And that's right as we bought this place up here. And Fay was talking about it was, we didn't have no tractor then, and it was hard for us to get anything done. He says, you don't have to ask these folks down here for nothing. He says, I'll load a tractor on a truck and send it down here and do all the plowing you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the kind of folks they are. Now, that's Dr. Owens' brother.
And they said that his daddy was one of about the meanest men that was in that country. And when I moved over there, I had a bunch of people, and the only vacant houses belonged to this old man, and I said something about renting them. He says, sure. I says, you won't rent one of them houses. I says, he wouldn't let anybody have one of those houses. It was empty for a few days till I could fill some. And no. I thought to myself one day, I said, well, he can't say nothing but no, and I'm going to see him. He was just as nice as he could be. Yes, sir, says, I've got three down there, says, go ahead and use them. I asked him, what he wanted rent for them? Oh, nothing.
Well, when you got people like that, you hate to move
on.
If I
need them, he said, if I need them, I'll let you know.
But they was that way. They was peoples and grocers and all, and they all, mind you, all of them's kinfolks.
Yeah.
And but if they like you now, you all right. And it was a doctor up there. They all loved him better than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to man uptown during the week, if you had on a tie, he better watch us there, because that doctor cut it off of him. Unless they give him a good excuse for it then. And it was meet a man that read the meters, and he come by him one day. He says, Doc, he says, you know I'm going to cut off your lights if you don't pay your light bill. He says, yes, everybody knows you that kind of son of a gun anyway. And that's just the way they was.
Yeah.
But they say that that doctor, when he diagnosed the case, he said even the hospitals in Jacksonville didn't doubt it. If he sent one of a patient over there and told them what was the matter with him, said they didn't have to go through all this x-ray and all, they knew he knew what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
In that clothing store in Jacksonville one day, and a boy waking for me. Been waiting for a pretty good while.
Worked for 19 years, I reckon he did.
He never had a suit of clothes in his life. And I told him, I said, you just pick out one. I said, I'll give it to you. And, I bought a suit, and Bridges had found him a suit. And, old Doc come in and he said, thanks, I want to see it too. I bought three. And I had to buy three.
But one morning, I like this kind of people. I don't like people, they're so afraid they'll, offend somebody or somebody will offend them.
Yeah.
And we had killed hogs and Fred had come down here. Was moving the mill down here and was killing those hogs to get them ready so we could move. And I had killed some pretty ones. I don't know just how many it was that we killed, four or five. And they were beauties, too. We like never got a scaffold high enough to hang them, to gut them. And we had made sauces, I'm telling you, that day. And so the next morning, just at the crack of day, there's somebody knocked the door. And I thought to myself, well, who in the world is this at my house this time of day morning? I went and I opened the door. He says, milkman. I said, that doctor. Dr. Bryant, morning, something like that. to the milkman, and my milk had been put on the doorstep out of it. He just picked it up and handed it to me. And I said, Doc, come on in. But I said, there's not one of us stick here. He said, I didn't come here. So didn't you send for me to come around here and get me some sausage for my breakfast? I said, I guess I did. So he just, and in other words, he knew I'd kill hogs and he wanted some of them sausage. And he just come right on up and got them. So I went on in there and fixed him some sausage and some of that meat, and he carried it back with him. Well, if I went in his office wanting anything, he wouldn't charge me a dime. Well, now, I love people like that mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, Lord. That's the poorest doctor I ever seen in my life.
You
but
know,
he
means
actually loved those people there.
He means money guy.
Oh, as far as money's concerned, he didn't have any.
They said he made a mistake, said he was a food surgeon. Whenever he first went out practicing, and said he made a mistake. And said that he never would operate no more. He just didn't want nothing to do with it. So he just come to Kingsland and stayed there till he died. But he was a good doctor, though.
He was a good.
Now that's not far from Jacksonville.
35 miles.
Kingsland.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. He was a good. He was a wonderful doctor.
And a wonderful man. But now, you know, where is it many people around here that you feel like they kill hogs? That you could go down there and ask them something. But now, I'll tell you what, we was killing hogs up here one time, and they had them a garden club down there. And all the Richardsons, and Leroy Richardson, you know, she was the main thing in it, you know, and all. And I went a pretty good while there. And what made me quit? Old Bootsy Pye and them was living right up here. Used to be a house up there in front of Gilbert's. And them, old Bootsy Pye and her brother and all of them lived with a bunch of gals. Now they wanted us all to go together now and go to the sheriff just before election and have him to run them niggas out of this county. Because they wasn't ladies. I come home and I told Phil, I said, well, now, whenever they go to make it ladies out of niggas, I said, it's time me to stay at home. And I said, I'm not going no more. And I didn't go no more either. But some of them said down there, I told Flo Richardson, for one of Flo's last babies born, I think it was, that I was killing hogs. And Flo come up here and she says, mate, she says, don't you tell on them Richardson that I've come up here. I asked you for some of them sausages, but says I did. She says I never wanted no children and sausage as bad in my life. And says they laugh at me about children. But says I know if you got them, they're clean. And she says I want to buy some off of you. And I told her no, the children wasn't ready, but the sausage was. And I give her a great big mess of the sausage. And then when we got the children's fake, I carried her some of those. But she said, I don't know what she done to eat those chilies. She didn't know what she had them. But now, that's the only time that I've known them to do something. But, you know, I appreciate anybody coming to me if I got anything they want. But when they was going to make a lady out of them niggas down there, now, it was time for me to quit that garden club.
Well, she's not Richardson, you see.
And the Lois isn't either. But it was Lois and them was wanting us to go to the sheriff. Well, I wasn't fixed to do that shit about them niggas. We had done work niggas too long till I knew better than that. Because if they'd gone run them out of the county, they could have got up a whole lot more of them and run out of here.
Yeah. No, I guess you worked them just about as much as anybody around here.
Guess,
you all.
We have worked niggas all my life. I helped my daddy, and then after I was married, I helped Phil. Old Lee Jones tickled me one time. He was dead now. He said, Lord, I tell you, if I can get my work out of niggas, the boy I ever saw in my life.
He said that?
Yeah, he told me. If you can get more work out of a nigga than the boy I ever saw.
Well, you just gotta know how to talk to them.
In other words, I always picked me out if I was setting plants. I picked me out two of the best ones and make them drop them. And I'd pay them more money than I did the rest of them. If they put them on the ground, those setters have to get them in the ground. What the setters want to do is to lay around and wall around on the ground, you know, and that droppers, you know, taking their time not getting them on the ground, and at the end of the row, you know, they'd drag around that. But whenever those niggas would get to the end of the row, they turn around and went right back to them. We set about 3 acres on the sale of lettuce one time, wasn't it, one day? 3 or 4 acres, one
well,
lettuce. Now here at Jesse Walker's.
That's 4 acres.
4 acres we set in one day.
I had a boy working for me. His name was Jones. You know his given name?
Paul Jones.
Paul Jones. And he could set 12,000 strawberry plants by himself a day.
By himself?
Yes, sir. He had those plants fixed on him where he could get them like that. And he was walking, and he'd go a whole row and never raise up. Never raise up, and it was just like that. And he could set 12,000 a day. That's more than six niggas have set. Now that was a working boy.
His granddaddy died, and it was in the paper. And his grandmother died in Nicodopia, and they was working at us for us at the time. And his granddaddy was sewing for us. And they buried him in Nicodopia. And we saw in the paper they was bringing the old man back here 2 or 3 years ago and buried him up there in Nicodopia. We saw in the paper that he was dead. And I told Phil, I said, well, Phil, I said, I don't imagine nobody making up to go but me, frightened me, that no remembers him probably. And I said, I'm going. And I was out there in the cemetery, standing up there by myself, and somebody came up and was talking to me and asked me who I was. And I said, done work for us like they had. And this boy, Jones boy, Paul, came up. And he says, I want you to meet my daughter. She was grown now. When they worked for her, she wasn't nothing but a baby. She said, he told his daughter, he said, this is the one that would come by her and Mr. Patterson steal you and carry you off and keep you all day. When she wasn't nothing but a baby, we'd just go by and get her and carry her where we started. She's a pretty little thing, but now she was grown now. But I was mighty glad to see them all getting along better than they was when they was working for us. It was hard times in Florida when we first moved to Florida.
If you take them on their own terms and know how to get along with them, you're all right, I said. But now, if you expect to get something back from them, do them favors and then get something back
from them. I don't expect nothing back from nothing, nobody. I do from nobody. I don't expect nothing back. Whether if you ever do anything to me, somebody else will. And that's the way I figure. If I need any help, I've always got it. And I don't expect nothing out of the one I'm doing it for.
Yeah.
The most of everybody, they won't, if they're not going to get something in return, they're not going to do it.
Yeah. This is the Sunday school for me.
Well, now in New York, and all they have their own what do you call it?
Own programs.
Yeah, they have their own, well, they own their own stations.
Oh, do they?
Up there. They have a station up there that, radio.
Yeah.
They have a radio station up there. They own their own in New York, Witnesses.
Oh.
I know I saw in New York, it was a Catholic Mother Superior. You know, that's getting way on up yonder in Catholics.
I guess.
And she was, her to make a talk in New York. And she said that she went to Rome and says whenever she did, she said that she told who it was, and the big Catholics were carrying around through and said that they saw this here building, this picture, and says people was in there and snakes were wrapping around them, you know, and this fire just blazing and all like that. And she says, now, you know, if I knew that God was any such a God as that, says, I've known with him right now. He said, oh, well, forget that. So that's just used as a scare to scare the people in the churches.
Yeah.
And so she said she was sitting in her office one time there in New York and said that she heard a broadcast from this radio station. And says that she told her secretary, says she told her, she says, you go out and get me some of that letter too and bring it to me. Says that sounds more like the truth than anything I've ever heard. And says, she said, well, these clothes on? She told her, yes, with those clothes on. Said she come back, her and that nun went to studying together. And she says, we have swapped those clothes for the armor of God.
Yeah.
You know, held her dress out, so they had swapped it. Well, now, you know, she was a mighty big big person to have her own private secretary and everything else.
Well, this program is much better just listening to it here than it does just once on the
radio,
on the television. And if you want to listen,
oh,
you know,
yeah, we'll listen.
I mean, if anybody wants to listen, you know, then you can play it again.
Well, in other words, Christ says listen. What anyone's got to say,
so
you might
just
save your life.
Well, now I know when I'm listening on Saturday morning to the little broadcast, it's at 7:30, right there at breakfast time, along in there. And a lot of times I get to doing something and my mind sort of wanders and I forget what they're talking about. Now, sometimes I don't care what, you know, I'm not much interested. And then again, you know, I want to hear what they say.
Well, most of the talk you hear, if you are listening, you can get a little bit, you know, clear. Mm-hmm. And something probably you haven't heard before.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about that stuff we talked about yesterday. When I got back there, I was telling Wade, he was out there. He's right, the boy that lives over there in the trailer. He's right handy with a lot of things. He can do a lot of things. You know, he drove a truck 3 or 4 years, one of these big trailer trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And took care of it. And he said, what would you do? I told him what we were saying about the spray and all. And he said, what would you do to keep these little old gnats and nits out of the screen? He says at night when he's sitting there by the light.
Light on in the window up, they'll cover you.
Yes, sir.
And they're so little they'll never touch a screen, I reckon.
Yeah. And there's nothing to do about that.
I don't know. If they'd have to touch it, I imagine to kill them.
Yeah.
But I mean, my sink this morning and the stove was full of them little old things for the blight to be on in the kitchen. We had the windows up on the porch, I think.
Oh.
And they were just full of them when they went in that light.
Oh,
well,
you know.
So, and they're so little till I go, you can't hardly see them.
Yeah.
But it's funny to me, they just last one night in the day.
Oh, you can feel them.
Yeah, you can feel them. When they get up your nose or in your ear especially.
There used to be streetcar looking thing right there. Motel.
I know we've seen that thing somewhere or another.
A Florida motel. And on the corner of that building, there was a thing, I guess it was about that big. And it used to be the only place this side of Gainesville that you could get a sandwich or anything. And we stopped there one night and got a sandwich. There was some kid with, I reckon it was that
Patsy,
and she wanted a sandwich, and we stopped there and got some sandwiches. And come out, and I believe that the pile of those things there, it must have been 2 foot around and something like 3-4 inches high in bugs and things like that. If they ever takes that thing down, they go and burn them up. And a lot of them didn't go down there.
Well, now that thing,
they burn them up.
You know they didn't pay $129 for that.
Well, it was just a small thing up that
guy.
Oh,
it was pretty good size. I imagine it was about 12 inches big. And I stood there, and there was nothing around, no bugs around there. Once in a while, they'd come along, but he was sure dead. Now, that was a great thing. And Rath told me when he went back to Atlanta, said, I'm going to see if I can find one and send it to you. I told him, all right. But I imagine the reason that he couldn't find one was the price of it. I imagine that's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
He said he couldn't find one.
Well, you know, yesterday I called up there and they said that it's $129 on up, depending on what size he was.
Bell said to tell you he had 5 gallons of DDT, the pure stuff. He would have
I've got plenty of it.
Said he bet he cost $60.
Yeah.
At 5 gallons.
Well, now that's 25% DDT, and that costs $1.59.
Well, this is.
Well, I got 5 gallons out there, 60%.
What you use it for?
I don't use it. I never used it.
Well, now, what is that, Mabel? Tell me about that, what you do with your floors now, again. Let me be
well,
sure I
got
that
it straight. In there, a bottle of it. I just, Fred Wood gets it from me, and you just put about a teaspoonful in a bottle of that wax and mop your floor with it. And if it's a bug or anything gets on the spot or anything else, it's gone.
Well, that ain't enough to hurt anybody.
No.
If you sit down there and roll over, it wouldn't hurt you, would it?
I've been, you know, putting it in and get me a bottle of that free wax. Then I just pull me some more in with that in it. And I'm telling you, we don't see a roach here do with that.
Mm-hmm.
And they
no.
were bad. I mean, all the baseboard, you know, around and where the molding was, they were just all in there. You see them crawling in there.
Yeah, that stuff out there. And just get all of it you want.
I was going to give you some of this. Yesterday I brought that over here.
I
never can get one up on y'all. You already beat me to it.
you try to think about it next time he's over here and tell him we just got plenty. And the done stuff is high. It's high.
Very costly. Yeah.
Paul said that cost them about $60. And he said that this man that taking his place in Crystal River gave it to him and said they was going to use it for something down there when he moved, but said they discontinued the thing and said it was just sitting there in his office and he wanted to get it out of there and he'd give it to me. I told him I didn't have no use for it. But he said, you can take it, said, maybe you can use it, says it's very expensive stuff. Says, we ain't got no use for it yet.
Well, Mabel, tell me, how did you happen to get on to that?
Fred told me about it. Fred told me about using the stuff, you know. And they said just to spray around, so they had got these roaches at the house and its store. So bad, those little German roaches. And Jane said that she couldn't hardly knock them out, you know, like she'd get out a hamburger or anything like that to fix it. She couldn't hardly knock it out of the way. And the roaches in the daytime. And said at night when you'd go in there, said they went everywhere. And she said that man they had him come into the house, you know, spraying. And said that didn't do no good. And she says, a drummer down there said, well, he could set it, said Fred, some of the stuff. And it's just in a little bit of bottle, about like that.
Yeah.
And they told me to take it and put that so many spoonful in a gallon of water and spray around with it.
Yeah.
And so I was waxing the floor, you know, with, in the bathroom and all, with that free wax. Thought to myself, well, heck, I've got no spray to spray it with. I'm just putting some more of that stuff in this wax.
You just figured that out yourself.
I figured that out myself.
Yeah.
So I put it in there, and we just, every time we scrubbed the floor with my where your wife said, and we don't see a roach even in the bathroom. You could open the medicine cabinet, and buddy, they were just piled in there. Folks, you don't see one nowhere, huh?
And just on the floors, all the place
all
you put it.
The floors, all the place we put it. We just mopped the floor good.
Well, now, let me see. What you do with the mosquitoes?
Well, I just haven't been up beyond that house. They didn't bother.
Yeah, because you had the double screen.
I had the double screen. Once in a while, one
or two. If you spray those doors.
Yeah.
You spray those doors. And up there on the porch, they got put a bed up there once. And I went out there and sprayed the screen. And I don't think I ever did that for once. And they did bother. But it helps a whole lot to spray them doors and screens.
Mm-hmm.
It helps a lot. Because one ain't gonna light on it, that's the thing.
Oh, that's it? Well, now, he said, Bill, I talked to this fella again yesterday evening after I sprayed and used this. And I had mistook it a little bit. You just put just a little bit of this in water if you're going to fog or spray your shrubs and things around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Just say a pint of this to make 50 gallons.
Yeah.
But now, if you're going to spray in the house or spray on your screens, what you want to do there is just to spray it up there where it'll stay. Because this got a residue, this DDT, you know. And one of the fellas said he used a brush. He painted it on. And then if he wanted to spray in the house, he just sprayed the walls, the curtains, and things like that, you know. And that'd stay on, and that would, they'd have to light on it for it doing any good.
Well, talking about putting it on the floor, anything has to get on the floor to get some water or something like that.
Yeah.
You can spray the walls and get them.
Yeah.
But when it's on the floor, they got to get to some water, and they'll come down off the walls onto the floor.
Yeah.
After it. But that's why I got to put in that.
Exterminate. Y'all remember that pretty easy.
They fixed up some in water and sprayed a bush around. He has full old hairworms like that, and it just...